Phone Boy Speaks, episode 815, Research Kit.
The thing that I liked more in the Apple keynote on Monday had nothing to do with the iWatch, and of course I've already expressed my disdain for that, and I still believe that, at least in the short term, that that's going to have no impact on me. But what I think is going to have more of an impact on me maybe in the long term, but I think it'll be the research kit stuff that Apple has put out. And I was actually kind of surprised by this. And you know, normally you can kind of predict the content of the keynote. And other than the iWatch, I mean, most of the stuff in there was not something that I'd seen on the tech douchebag sites. You know, maybe it was out there, who knows, but this research kit stuff is a framework that Apple has making available open source that allows people with smartphones, or you know, hopefully more than just iOS, can actually participate in, well, medical studies and have that data shared with securely with different research groups that might be interested in the data, and you know, and shared anonymously and all that stuff. And Apple made available as a part of the iOS 8.2 release, they made available a bunch of different apps from different research companies or research organizations in the United States. And one of them was diabetes, another one was Parkinson's disease, another one was heart disease. And so I of course downloaded a few of these apps, and there's certain data that it collects. Some of it pulls the data from HealthKit. In other cases, it's asking you specific questions that you fill out, and theoretically the data is being anonymized and stuff. There's one part of me that's somewhat skeptical about it, in the sense that, well, it's a self-selecting group of people that would necessarily be participating in this, but that's true with all research, right? Not everybody is, not everybody volunteers for research, but this just makes it more available. And right now it makes it more available to, higher end of the population, sign hanging up somewhere saying, be a research subject for XYZ thing, but it makes it more available. And in the long run, I think it'll filter down to other devices that the good enough phones, as it were, and hopefully making Research Kit open source will enable that. But I don't think this is a bad thing in general, because it involves more people in the scientific process. I don't see how that's a bad thing. And people can actually do science, right? You don't have to be a scientist to do science. You just have to follow a process. You have a hypothesis. You test that hypothesis with reasonable processes, and then you evaluate your results and say, did that work or not? And maybe you're wrong and you make a different hypothesis and you keep going, right? It's a continuous process. And, you know, again, having people participate in research is not a bad thing. I don't know what I'm going to find out as a result of the research that research subjects I'm participating in, but I don't see why not. I mean, I'm already tracking my diabetes and my diet stuff just because, and so why not, right? I mean, why not participate in this? I don't have any issues sharing the data or whatever. So, good on Apple. And it's actually, Apple's making the kind of money that they can actually do this kind of stuff, and it helps their moral bottom line, I suppose, rather than just their financial one, because clearly they don't need any help with their financial bottom line. Their financial bottom line's doing quite well, thank you very much. But this is the kind of thing that Apple can do just because of where it sits in the ecosystem and everything, and I hope that other companies maybe follow suit, or other companies that aren't Apple maybe use Research Kit in some way to enable this kind of participation in other on other devices. Because I think exposing more people to science, getting more people involved in scientific research, can only help us as a species, right? I don't know that it will change how science is done, I've seen a lot of hyperbolic stuff, but I think maybe it will, but it's going to be, but I don't know that it's going to happen right away. But I ultimately think it's a good thing, and that it can only help us get closer, get more data and get closer to the truth on a whole wide range of things that quite frankly have eluded us for a while now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.